Hello?
Hi, Tony. It's Nadine. I'm sorry I haven't gotten back to you sooner. I don't work on Saturdays. And then I was on the other line when you were calling. My apologies.
No, you had some questions.
What's going on?
Sorry to trouble you.
No worries.
One concern. I'm guessing you guys can see it on your side if you look on the account. When I went to advertise as managers, it said that my business is not visible right now. Didn't tell me why, but it said that there was ways to fix it, blah, blah, blah. I'm guessing because it said the other day that someone suggested that my business didn't exist. And I don't know why someone would do that. People are strange.
Right. That's why I had noticed, because the first time when you and I had talked, right?
Yeah.
I saw your Google profile page, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the other day, this was before...
It.
Yeah, I couldn't find it. And I'm like, where in the heck is it at?
And I'm guessing that's why.
That tells me that somebody, right?
Yeah.
I know it wasn't us, but it's okay. I'm going to reach out to them. I'll tell customer service that, so you got something saying that someone suggested that you guys were no longer in business.
Correct.
Okay, no worries. What they'll probably do is have them resend you a PIN code.
Okay. Whatever it takes to get me back up, I guess you guys, because I have.
Yeah, we'll handle it on our end.
This happened with my real estate page one time, and it took me like 3 months to figure out how to do it. So
you guys are professionals.
So yeah, I really.
Yeah, we'll get it taken care of on our end. I'll send them a note just so that they're aware. Yeah, I know that they've probably already, because they're probably trying to see what's going on, because I know you had the profile page and then all of a sudden it was gone and it's like, what the heck happened?
Exactly.
So, don't worry about it. I'm going to send them a message. So that way they're on top of it, but I'm still going to remind them. And then if anything, someone's going to reach out to you. They might just confirm with you what address. So when you originally did the profile page on Google for the We Pay Cash for Cars, what address did you use? That was the 531, right? That
correct.
Address. And that one's a different address from the real estate, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure, only because we want to make sure that it's not being PIN verified at the same address. So if worst case scenario, Tony, you might have to get a new PIN code so that way we can take care of it on our end, just in case. But someone will reach out to you.
If that's what it takes, that's fine, yeah. But
okay.
Let's see. And then my other thing that I wanted to work out with you, if it's possible, they sent me a list of keywords that they determined to use. I'll be honest, I wasn't really happy with a couple of them, and I'll tell you why. So they just got like trucks, van, SUV, commercial vehicles, cargo vans, and then car dealer. The problem is that
it makes it seem like you're an actual car dealer.
And I'm not, exactly. That's not what we're looking to do. So I don't want people just looking for cars and then me popping up and getting phone calls like, hey, are you selling so-and-so cars? Because my side of the business is not to sell. Like, we have a whole separate entity to do that. You know
exactly.
What I mean? Exactly. So yeah, I did, you know, the cash for cars is fine. Junk my car, sell my car, you know, things like that. Car buyers. Keywords closer to that is better if they could try
let me do something. Give me 1 second and we'll go over the keywords. Okay, so what I put on here, first I put, looks like your Google business profile was suspended when you were trying to add us on your page. Seems that someone suggested that the business was closed. Please assist with this. And then I'm putting also want the following keywords removed. And if I'm looking at it, so I'm going to read off the ones that I see. Car buyers, trucks, van, SUV, commercial vehicles, cargo vans, fleet vehicles, junk cars, car dealer we're removing, and auto broker, right?
Correct. Oh, and also used car dealer.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this. Car dealer, we're removing. Auto broker is being removed. And then
junk cars is fine. You could leave junk cars.
I see used car dealer. We want to remove that.
Correct.
And sell my car we're keeping.
Yes.
Okay. And used car dealer. These keywords are... Okay, so I put those need to be removed. Any other ones you want me to add on there?
Yeah. So let me think about this for a second. Car buyer.
Okay.
Let me just see what we got here. I thought I stuffed my car. Sell my cargo van.
Sell my cargo van. Okay.
Yeah. Need to sell my commercial vehicle.
Need to sell my commercial vehicle.
Yeah. I don't know if these will work, if they're good ones, but it's just basically what I do, you know what I mean? So.
Right, no, of course. And this is why, you know, anything you need to change, you need to add or whatever, that's what we're here for. Okay,
yeah.
So what I put in addition to the Google Business Profile for them to address that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I notated that because when you went to add us on, it shows that it's obviously been taken down. So,
I was able to successfully add you guys, though.
Oh, you were? Okay, so you were able to add us. Okay.
Yeah.
So I put, looks like it's suspended. He was able to add us. Okay. Let me just put that in there. I'm trying to add us on his page. He was able to add us successfully. Okay, that's someone. Okay. Also wants the following keywords removed. Car dealer, auto broker, and used car dealer. Please add additional keywords. Sell my cargo van, need to sell my commercial vehicle.
And one more if possible.
Uh-huh. That's okay.
Sell my fleet vehicle.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Awesome. Sell my fleet vehicles. Okay. All right. So I went ahead and sent the note for you. Someone should be contacting you. We always safely say within 24 hours, someone could be calling you sooner. It just all depends the next person that's available to give you a call. Okay?
Okay. Thanks so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for your patience. I'm so sorry. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to call Tony. I kept getting on a call and I'm like, darn.
I didn't also mean to leave you too many messages. I'm sorry.
No worries. I don't mind at all. That doesn't bother me. I was like, oh man, I missed this call first thing in the morning. And then I got into a meeting and then I got out of a meeting and then I was on another call and I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, put it this way. I was like, I haven't even taken a bathroom break. My coffee's cold. But it's okay. Hey, as long as I was able to speak with you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay
my dear. Will you enjoy your day and just be aware someone will be contacting you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Have a blessed one, Tony.
Yeah.